On a family cross-country driving trip, my brother, sister, and I played a non-stop game of gin rummy in the back seat. When we got to Yellowstone, my parents suggested we look out the window, but then it was back to the game. It passed the time. When I started working in the Detroit Chrysler trim plant, I found the break room filled with whist players. I was the only white person in the room, but my black co-workers let me into the game. Eventually, it led me into their homes, playing cards with their family and friends. When I retired from teaching at Preston High, I wandered into the bridge playing crowd and found myself surrounded by older women, sharp as tacks, some in their 90s. Now, in the midst of the pandemic with time on my hands, it's a rare day I don't spend a couple hours playing bridge. One game seems to lead to another. Just a game? More like an invitation into an ever-widening circle of friends.